coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We've got a great show for you today, and I know that you're going to love it. What do we have today? Oh, gosh, we have got the big guns coming in, no pun intended. We're going to be speaking with Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio, syndicated gun show. He is on, well over 200 stations nationwide. We're going to be speaking with Mark all about proposed gun legislation from Donald Trump, as well as from other politicians. Going to find out all about that, what's going to pass, what's not going to pass. We'll have the benefit of Mark's wisdom on that. Been a rough week for me. I re-injured my back. Oh, gosh. Man, it hurts. It hurts bad. But hey, Marine Corps veteran, I will gut it out. I will suck it up, buttercup, and I will do what I got to do to get the show done and do everything else to protect my family. Speaking of my family, I have a guest in the studio today. Guest, come on up here. We're going to have to share a microphone. This is my son. He used to be 11 years old, but son, you're getting old, aren't you? How old are you now?
112.
No, you're not 112. You're 12 years old now, aren't you? You just had a birthday yesterday.
It was awesome.
Yeah, tell me, what did you do on your birthday yesterday?
Ate pizza.
You ate pizza? Yeah, we don't eat a lot of pizza at our house because my wife can't have it. But, you know, lately you have been reading some good books. What books have you been reading the last couple of days?
The God Virus and the Shadow Militia in the Bible.
I am not paying him to say this. I caught him reading The God Virus a couple of days ago. Not that The God Virus, you know, compares to the Bible, because it doesn't. You read the Bible every day, but this is the first time you've read The God Virus. What do you think about The God Virus?
I think it's amazing because he has a military standpoint, and it's educational in a fun way.
Okay, so what is it that you're learning? What are some of the things that you learn about?
I am learning that when you are in a war, you would have to hit the bad guys where they can't see you. You have to play smart and with the things you have. Play wisely.
So who is your favorite character in the two books?
Uncle Rodney.
Now tell me, why do you like Uncle Rodney?
Because he's awesome.
What makes Uncle Rodney awesome? Because, you know, you have to understand that your father created Uncle Rodney.
Oh.
So, you know, when you say you like Uncle Rodney, a major part of him is your father. So what do you like about Uncle Rodney?
I like that he's always prepared and keeps making a joke about finding Abram tanks on eBay.
Okay. Uncle Rodney is he's a weird, bizarre character, and you know, I love Uncle Rodney too. The guy is just awesome. And I'm working on the fourth novel in the series right now called The Blind Man's Rage. How far along are you in the series now, Cedar?
Around 140 pages in, I think.
On the Shadow Militia?
Yeah, the Shadow Militia.
Okay, and then after that you have the Saracen Tide, and then you'll be caught up with me, and I have to get my little butt in gear and write faster, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right, folks. Cedar, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Now you can go out with your brother Phoenix, and you get that campfire started, and I'll be out when I'm done with the show, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, love you, son.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, folks. I love my kids. I love my family so much. I live for them. Obviously, I live for my God, too. But, you know, God, family, country, in that order, that is my motto. That's my creed. That is how I live. You know, there's so much going on in our country these days. Every day, a different mass murder. It's just, and that's why I wanted to talk with Mark Walters today, because the guy has his finger on the pulse of, you know, he talks to all the big politicians. He talks to the major people in the gun industry. And so I wanted his gut reaction on what's happening right now and what is likely to come down the pike for us gun owners, because these are very, very dangerous times for us gun owners. We could lose some rights here if we're not eternally vigilant. Let's talk a little bit about what's in the news now. Let's go to our first article. Walmart joins Dick's Sporting Goods in raising age of who it'll sell firearms to. This is from BearingArms.com. Yesterday, we reported that Dick's Sporting Goods had decided to no longer sell any firearms or so-called high-capacity magazines to anyone under the age of 21, regardless of the laws on the subject. In this era of everyone trying to beat on the NRA, such things are to be expected, though not necessarily to be approved of. However, Dick isn't alone in this matter. Walmart is doing the same thing. Walmart says, in light of recent events, we've taken an opportunity to review our policy on firearm sale. What an opportunity. Going forward, we are raising the age restriction for purchase of firearms and ammunition to 21 years of age. We will update our processes as quickly as possible to implement this change. In 2015, Walmart ended sales of modern sporting rifles, including the AR-15. We also do not sell handguns, except in Alaska, where we feel we should continue to offer them to our customers. Why? Additionally, we do not sell bump stocks, high-capacity magazines, and similar accessories. We have a process to monitor our e-commerce marketplace and ensure our policies are applied. We take seriously our obligation to be a responsible seller of firearms and go beyond federal law by requiring customers to pass a background check before purchasing any firearm. The law would allow the sale of a firearm if no response to a background check request has been received within 3 business days. But our policy prohibits the sale until an approval is given. So Walmart is going to serve sportsmen and hunters by caving in to the very groups who would like to see them disarmed. Classy. However, Walmart may be potentially opening itself up to age discrimination lawsuits for its policy. As I noted with Dick's, if a bakery can be forced to bake a cake for a gay wedding, regardless of the baker's personal beliefs, then surely a store can be blocked from discriminating against someone because they're younger than the store would like. Folks, this is serious. This really, really is. I'm sure you've heard the argument, I'm old enough to fight and die for my country. I can join the Marines, and I can carry an M60 machine gun into battle, and I can die for my country. But if I'm a civilian, I can't own a handgun. I can't buy a handgun. And now I go to Walmart's and I can't buy an AR-15. I can't buy a high-capacity magazine. It's just terrible. It's just terrible. If I'm old enough to die for my country, then I'm old enough to defend myself while I'm in my country. It's a terrible, terrible precedent. And, you know, Donald Trump, he was, you know, tweeting about this and talking about this in meetings just a few days ago. He was not real kind to the NRA, and he appeared to flip. I mean, he was saying things that the far left says. Does he mean it? I don't know. With Donald Trump, you just don't know what he means, which is a little scary in itself. Just say what you mean. Don't flip-flop back and forth. The danger here to our whole society is that we will make gun policy, Second Amendment policy, based on the emotions of the moment. And that's what happened to Australia. That's what happened to Great Britain. And that's why they can't own any firearms. Because, mark my words, the far left, their agenda is to ban all civilian firearm ownership in the United States of America. That's their stated goal, and they will not stop, they will not rest until they've achieved that. Problem with that is it could result in a civil war where a lot more people die. So, Folks, we got to be real careful. We have to be very, very vigilant right now with things relative to Second Amendment rights. Oh, here's another one. Kroger will no longer sell firearms and ammunition. Here's one. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Ban high-capacity, rapid-fire magazines. That sounds odd to me. I know what a high-capacity magazine is. That's anything over 10 rounds, but what is a rapid-fire magazine? Do some magazines shoot faster than others? Here's the article. Wouldn't it be awesome if the people trying to make the laws would actually make sure they understand the thing they want to regulate? I think that's too much to expect from a politician. I know. That's just crazy talk. After all, why would a politician care to know anything about, say, guns before leading a crusade against firearms simply because one gun owner out of millions of law-abiding citizens used one in a horrible manner? Yet that's just what Democratic Representative and former DNC Chairperson Debbie Wasserman Schultz is doing. She wants to keep us from being able to buy high-capacity, rapid-fire magazines. Well, surprisingly enough, that's not really a problem. She can regulate those just as easily as she can regulate unicorns, dragons, and honest politicians because none of those things exist. Let me explain for the non-gun crowd who might be reading this. First, the term high-capacity is a bit of a misnomer. These magazines are really what these weapons were designed to use. They weren't built around 10-round magazines. Those were pretty much an artifact created by the first assault weapon ban in 1994. Yeah, I remember that. If we're not careful, we're going to have another assault weapon ban. Yet when you say high-capacity magazines, people interpret that to mean it's a magazine that's larger than what was originally intended. That's not quite true. While there are magazines ranging up to 100-round monsters for the AR-15, those aren't used that often, in general, and are very rarely used in mass shootings of any kind. The most common high-capacity magazine you're going to find is the 30-round, which are the standard-issue magazine for every AR-15 out there, and are standard for AK pattern rifles as well. Of course, that's mostly a semantics argument when you get right down to it. It's really the second part of Wasserman Schultz's comment that makes the magazine fictional. You see, there's no such thing as a rapid-fire magazine. I didn't think so. They don't exist and can't exist. That's because the magazine has nothing to do with the cyclic rate of the weapons in question. That's a function of the weapon itself, not the magazine. Don't get me wrong, an improperly designed magazine may have some impact on the feeding of a round, which may slow down the rifle, but that's more theory than anything else. Magazines are designed to feed ammunition reliably and nothing more. That has no meaningful impact on how fast a weapon cycles. So, Wasserman Schultz wants to ban those magazines? Well, I still say no, but mostly because the phrase, shall not be infringed, doesn't give wiggle room for imaginary magazines. You know what? If she wants to ban unicorns and fairy dust and, you know, rapid-fire magazines, go ahead. If you want to ban something that doesn't exist, hey, no skin off my butt. Well, okay, folks, that is about all the time we have for the news. That's just a tiny sliver, a splinter, a representation of what's out there right now. What's out there right now is mostly bad. The anti-gun crowd, the Democrats in particular, they are fired up. They see this as their opportunity. Their gut is telling them that America has had enough and they are going to use the young people in our society against us to ban our Second Amendment rights. So be ever vigilant today. Get politically active. You have to do that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the crap is about to hit the fan when it comes to Second Amendment rights. It's going to be tough. All right. We've got a two-minute break before we speak with Armed American Radio's Mark Walters. He is going to clear a lot of things up for us. The man is wise and very knowledgeable. While we're away, check out our sponsors, elitefirearms.us. Find out what Larry Jackson can do for your family. And then go to firearmslegalprotection.com/MidwestTactical and protect yourself legally, you and your family. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. and that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Boy, today I brought out the big guns. We want to talk about this Parkland shooting and all of the gun control that is on the docket right now. So I brought out Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Skip. Always a pleasure, brother.
Mark, it is definitely always a pleasure, whether we're on the radio or just talking, friend to friend. So I appreciate you coming on. Now, Mark, it seems like there is a different mass shooting every single day. I mean, I woke up this morning and there's another one in Central Michigan University right here in Michigan, in my neck of the woods here. Two people were shot and killed. So what's going on with society right now? It just seems like everybody's gone berserk.
Well, such a loaded question, no pun intended. Mainstream media makes things like, oh, let's put this in perspective. And this is not something that I would argue on an international television interview, which I've done a number of over the last 2 weeks. But, there are 90-plus thousand K-12 schools in America. There are hundreds of thousands of schools in America. And the odds of a shooting, Parkland-style shooting or a Newtown shooting, are extremely low. It's still a rare event, but the coverage it gets is so massive that it's impossible to say to somebody, for example, when you're being interviewed on the BBC, as I was last week, that it doesn't happen on a regular basis, because that's all they hear. And yeah. we there's a problem in America. Let's face facts. I'm not going to deny that. There is. But this is a problem that didn't exist when I was a kid, and it didn't exist when you were a kid. So there's a cause for this that we just don't know yet what is happening, and I think it's going to be difficult for us to look down, because we're living in this time. Maybe in another 20 or 30 or 40 years, we're going to be able to look back in history and see what happened and find out how we solved this problem. But there is clearly a problem in this country that didn't exist when I was a kid. When I was a kid, you had a beef with another student. You took it outside. You punched each other out. The other kids circled around you to keep the teachers from getting at you because they wanted to see a good fight. The two of you got suspended. You wound up picking up paper and garbage around the school and became good friends after that. And, that's just the way it was. Never thought about bringing one of your guns to school and shooting up the school. It just never happened. So there's something culturally going on in America now. And if you want to ask me what that is, it's a big philosophical discussion, obviously. But I think it's the creep of liberalism that has infected virtually every aspect of our life, for everything from our entertainment. For crying out loud, you got a party in this country today that doesn't even know what bathroom to use.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There are issues in this country. You remove God from schools. A football coach gets suspended or fired for kneeling with his players and saying a prayer before a football game.
Yeah.
The family has broken down in this country. 70% of black children are born in a household without a father. All of these things add up, I think, and I think play a huge role combined together. But this is not a gun problem. Americans have always had guns. We had guns when I got into a fight with Vincent when I was in school that I just described, for example. I had a gun. Everybody had guns. This was not a gun problem. And for crying out loud, back then, you didn't have background checks. You didn't have waiting periods. You could buy a gun, from a catalog. Kids brought guns to school to take marksmanship classes being taught to them by the National Rifle Association. So this is a much, much bigger problem than guns. It has nothing to do with guns, which is why when you look at what's happening in the news media today, in this here we go again, push for gun control. Not one thing you mentioned at the outset of the program, and not one thing that Trump is talking to anybody about, and certainly not one thing that Feinstein and the rest of the gun banners in the Democrat Party are proposing would have stopped what happened in Parkland or Newtown or Columbine or any other shooting or Vegas, whichever one you want to pick. None of those proposals would have stopped anything because this is bigger than guns.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's a societal problem. And, you know, we're close to the same age. I'm a little older than you are. But, you know, we grew up, you know, in the same state pretty much.
Right.
And, you know, I remember the playground. I mean, there was every week there was some kind of a fight. You know, guys working out the pecking order had a disagreement. And you're right. We ended up being better friends after we figured out who was the boss or, you know, just got it out of our system. So something very central, very core, very basic has changed in our society. And people don't like to talk about it because, you know, you got to talk about things like God. You know, you got to talk about liberalism. It's just, but I think we have to have that discussion. We have to talk about those things.
Well, we do. And everything is not okay. It's not okay. I mean, look, you know, is a single family household the ideal way to raise a child? No, it's not. That's not a knock on a single mom that's doing an amazing job working two and three jobs.
Yeah.
To support her kids. But when you got a single mom working two and three jobs, that single mom isn't home with the kids as much as she should be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a knock on the mom. That's just a reality of what we're facing today. A lot of it is that, you know, look, there's a lot involved here. Technology has changed things radically. All right. You know, you mentioned that, and I mentioned that fight that I was talking about. It was a real fight that I got into with a kid named Vincent at Clegg Middle School in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, this was what you did. But nobody ever thought about coming back and seeking revenge and blowing up or firing at other kids in the school. It would never been thought of by nobody at the school, no matter who it was. So, yeah, there's bigger issues in this country, and we're not going to solve all those problems. What I can tell you is that banning bump stocks isn't going to do crap. I can tell you that for certain. It wouldn't have done anything to stop Las Vegas. Dianne Feinstein herself said the same thing. There is no law. You cannot write a law that a criminal is going to follow. And if you want proof of that, there has never been any killing ever stopped by gun control law ever, not once in this country. And no new law is going to accomplish that. You mentioned the moving the guns purchase age 18 to 21. That's going to have a difficult time getting through the Senate, I believe.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult to find enough people, 60 votes in this case, to argue that taking away constitutional rights from young adults who are capable of entering into contracts, joining and fighting in our military, working, getting married, do not have a right to purchase a handgun or we need to change that as well, I'll get there in a second, but to purchase a long gun to defend their homes. And the only reason they have to purchase a long gun is because the government said they can't buy a handgun until they're 21.
Yeah.
That needs to change. Thomas Massie has filed legislation to do just that. You know, this notion that somehow a law is going to stop a criminal is as absurd as the no food or drink sign on my studio door that I walk past every day with a thing of peanuts and a drink.
Yeah. And Red Bull, correct?
Sugar-free, my friend.
I tell you, you enjoy
it. Or water or something. I appreciate you listening to the show.
Well, you know, Mark, I've been struggling with the whole beverage thing myself, you know, getting up in age. You know, my kryptonite is Mountain Dew, and it's one of the worst things that you can drink, cause all the sugar and caffeine. But
there's a sugar-free form for it, so learn how to change that palate, brother.
Oh, gosh, it tastes so terrible. But, you know, Mountain Dew, the main ingredient is water, so it's got to be good for you.
Yeah, exactly. I read that somewhere on the Internet, too.
Yeah, okay. Well, Mark, it sounds to me like, you know, we're going to have another shooting, and then there'll be another, and then there'll be another, and another, and unless...
We can stop this. It doesn't have to happen. And America is shifting. Forget the media. By the way, the media plays a terrible large role in the damaged psyche of this country right now. And I hold in large measure responsible in large part for why we have these continued shootings, for creating these people, giving them far more than 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
They give them infamy.
Yeah.
And when you are, you know, these kids know that. These kids know they're going to get massive coverage. They usually off themselves. They're not going to be around to have to worry about it. You know, I go back to that the movie Wyatt Earp, when Wyatt Earp confronts the leader of the Clements gang when he's rolling into Dodge City, and they're firing off their guns, and he's pretty much telling them the rules, one of which was gun control, by the way, which was a wild failure in the Old West, but that's a different show. Mm-hmm. And he says to him, look, Mr. Clements, he says, I'm going to enforce the law. And Clements says, you going to be the one that's going to do it? And Wyatt Earp walked up to him and opened up both barrels of his shotgun. He cocked both barrels, put them right in his stomach. He says, I got a legal right to shoot you down. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to open up the shotgun and your whole crew's going to see what you had for breakfast today. After that, it won't much matter what happens, will it? And that's what happens with these kids in these schools.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens afterward because they kill themselves. The media coverage is incredible. Now, in this case, you've got the dynamic of these aren't first graders. Mm-hmm. But these are high school students who can articulate a point, be it a leftist political point or be it a conservative political point. They can articulate a point. The mainstream media is giving incredibly intense coverage to the leftist point of view and suppressing the conservative point of view. You saw that dog and pony show, that CNN dog and pony show, which was nothing but a gun grab love fest over there when they were attacking Marco Rubio and Dana Loesch. Mm-hmm. They could just as easily have assembled 5,000 conservative families and put them in there and made other suggestions and lambasted Democrat Bill Nelson and say, Shannon Watts from Everytown for gun safety.
Yeah.
They could have shredded both of them, but the media won't do it. Okay, so these are lies of omission by the media. They're clearly pushing this left-wing agenda, and now they're using kids to do it. And as far as I'm concerned, you've got a couple kids out there, one in particular, David Hogg, I guess is his name. This kid's 15 minutes of fame are about up, and I hope that's the case, mm-hmm. because his honeymoon period is over. This kid is putting out a tremendous amount of misinformation. The media is his mouthpiece. They're letting him do it. They're not fact-checking anything this kid says, and at some point in time, we're going to have to start going after not him personally, but what it is he's spewing, which is nothing but a bunch of misinformation and lies. And look, let's face it, that's a liberal part of the state down there. Broward County is very liberal, all right? And these kids are basically a product of their environment, as all kids are.
Well, Mark, we're about out of time for this segment, but I want you to stick around for another segment so we can pick up on this some more, because there's a lot more to talk about.
Folks,
folks, we're speaking with Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. And you can check him out during the break at armedamericanradio.com. Okay, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Felix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book, by yours truly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and protect your family now.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking with the host of Armed American Radio, syndicated in like 50 million stations all over the country. And Mark, how long you been on the air now?
April 26th will be 9-year anniversary. April 27th will be the beginning of our 10th year on the air.
Oh, are you going to have a big bash for your 10th year anniversary?
Boy, I hope so. we'll probably plan something. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well,
take a look back. At some of the fun stuff we've done over the years. I think the current news cycle, unfortunately, will dictate whether we do that. But, you know, it's interesting because I call the Sunday show the Monster Cast. It started as a one-hour program heard inside the perimeter. If you know anything about Atlanta, the perimeter is the 285 beltway that circles Atlanta. And it was only heard for 1 hour, but our reach was so great outside, and technology was new at the time. We were able to pull a lot of people in with, you know, the internet and listen from all over the country. I had readers of the magazine all over the country, and the show just exploded. And at this, I think within about 4 months, we syndicated nationally, and within 2 months of that, we were on 35 stations, and now just added the number one market in the country, New York. A couple weeks back, we're on, oh gosh, I've lost count of how many top 25, top 50, and top 100 stations we're on, but about 200 plus radio stations. So. And no sign of showing down. We continue to add affiliates almost on a monthly basis.
Well, you know, thank God for that because, you know, without, shows like Armed American Radio, how are the people going to find out what the truth is?
They won't. You know, you got Gun Talk and you got Armed American Radio. And aside from that, as far as huge national syndicated radio broadcasts, there isn't. People have to go out and seek the podcast, and a lot of people do. But you wouldn't get the coverage, and it's terrible. That's why I say the mainstream media know exactly what they're doing. I'm a huge critic of the mainstream press. I have been for years for a lot of different reasons. But for the most part, the lies of omission, I've often said it's not what the media tells us that's biased that's the problem. It's what they don't tell us intentionally that's worse than the bias agenda that they push. These are very dangerous times, and if you can't see the political agenda right now being shoved down our throats by this media and using kids to do it, who, let's face facts, those kids have every right to go to Washington and protest. They have every right to do whatever they want. They can say whatever they want. I would take a bullet in the head for their right to be able to do it. I make my living off the First Amendment. But I also have a right to counter that. And the media has an obligation to be objective, and they've abandoned that notion years and years and years ago and are now nothing but a left-wing propaganda machine for the Democrat Socialist Party. And it's sad. It's sad. So, yeah, shows like this, shows like yours, are incredibly important. Without them, we're in a world of hurt.
Yeah. Now, Mark, this kid that's going around the country, what was his name again?
I think his name is David Hogg. He's putting out a lot of misinformation. He doesn't have any. He's just ignorant. He doesn't know anything about firearms. He doesn't know anything about ballistics. He is telling you, he's talking out both sides of his mouth. He said it's okay if you have a handgun, but that should only be for defense. And that was another kid, Samuel Zeif, that said the same thing, that we should only have handguns for defense of ourselves, for defense, not for offense. Mm-hmm. And you look at this stuff and listen to these kids and you think, what are you talking about? You know, but they never get questioned by CNN. They never get questioned by MSNBC. They just let them run their mouth. And it's terribly sad, unfortunately, to see it happen.
Well, Mark, getting back to the topic of gun control, because right now gun owners they're thinking along those lines. It's like how this onslaught, this war against guns and gun owners, It's never ending. It never.
No, it's
ever,
not.
Ever
it's
ends.
Not. It never will. But I want gun owners to feel better. At the end of the day, I hate that old cliche term, but at the end of the day, the Constitution has in its Bill of Rights 10 amendments. Mm-hmm. That's what makes up our Bill of Rights. It's not 9. Number 2 is in it, and it isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say that the Democrats – listen, it would be a disaster if the Democrats took the House and Pelosi, for some reason, was able to grab that gavel back and the Senate flipped or something along these lines. If we have another Democrat president in a Democrat House or Democrat, we are in a world of trouble because they don't care about the Second Amendment.
Right.
They will legislate it away. That's why it's so important that Trump is stacking the courts the way he's doing and putting conservatives, strict constructionists, back in there that interpret the Constitution the way it was meant, the way it was read and written when it was, or what it means when it was written. okay? Mm-hmm. Strict interpretation of the Constitution, and that's very, very important. So we're winning that battle in the courts right now, but that's a generational shift. Yeah. That's a battleship turning. That's not something overnight. The gun control issue itself, believe me, this is a fight that's beyond, it's not just gun control. This is a culture war that they're waging on us. And their culture wants guns eradicated from this country, and they will stop at absolutely nothing to see to it that that happens. It's very dangerous. You cannot believe one word that comes out of their mouth. They know it. They're doing it intentionally, and that's their end game and their end goal. And when something like this happens, you see a few of them come out and say what they really want.
Yeah.
More of them do that, right? You've seen it, where they come out and say, it's just time we ban guns. The New York Times is printing columns while people say, that's it, we need to get rid of the Second Amendment. At least they come out, I respect that, at least they come out and say it, unlike the Democrat Party, unlike Obama, who would never say it. They just work towards that end game without being honest with you. So there's no having an honest discussion with these people because they're dishonest at their core. It makes it impossible to do.
Yeah. Mark, has there been any legislation on the national level that's been introduced, or is that still coming?
Well, that's still coming. You know, Trump's got a lot of people concerned. Here's my take on that. My gut feeling, and Skip, you know me well enough. I've written about it. I've written a column titled Trust Your Gut.
Yeah.
Your gut instinct is very important. It's generally right 99% of the time. You can feel something's bad. You just know it. You know how to trust your gut. I learned how to trust my gut when I was in business for myself a number of years ago, running my company, and I made decisions based on something doesn't feel right. I knew it didn't feel right. So I'd sit back and rethink things, take a breather, come back and revisit it the next day, okay? I learned how to trust my gut instinct. It's very important that we do that. Right now, today, even after watching what I'll call the same thing, a dog and pony show in the White House the other day, I just think you saw Trump being Trump.
Yeah.
A lot of people were scared with the comments he made. No, we'll take the guns first, due process later. That's no different than Donald Trump tweeting something off the cuff that he later comes back and fixes. That's just Trump being Trump. Mm-hmm. Does Donald Trump want to throw away due process? I don't believe that for a minute. Now, I could be wrong. I hope to God I'm not wrong. But I do not have that gut feeling right now. I believe what A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart wrote the other day. Could Trump be pulling a rope-a-dope? There's a very real possibility that he could be pulling a rope-a-dope on the Democrats. So we just need to sit back and watch this unfold. The two things that I think are going to happen will be a bump stock ban. Unfortunately, for those that want to ban it, I don't think it's going to stand up in the courts because it would require a legislative fix on what the definition of a machine gun is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is exactly why the Obama administration couldn't ban them.
Mm-hmm.
Why, in fact, he didn't even try. It didn't make any difference. No one knew what they were, for that matter,
yeah.
Publicly. But the fact of the matter is it would require, you have to go back into the regulations and look at what the definition of a machine gun is. And a bump stock does not fit that definition, which is why it couldn't be banned in the first place. That's why the Obama ATF allowed their use. Having said that, I think there's a court challenge there. The next big thing is raising the age from 18 to 21. Like we said, you've got a really big problem with that one.
Yeah.
Because you've just wiped out the fundamental constitutional rights of Americans between 18 and 21 years old who now no longer have any ability to keep and or bear arms. So that's going to have a problem. Gun violence research and, of course, background checks, fix NICS. The fix NICS bill doesn't scare me at all. I've read it a million times. The NSSF supports it. I have no problem with it whatsoever. It does not add a new class of people to it. It doesn't create it, as some people are saying in fear-mongering emails. Yeah, I think those are the four things we're going to be seeing right now. The fact of the matter is none of them would have stopped Parkland. That's the joke.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true, because like you said, criminals don't really obey the law. They pick and choose what they obey.
Yeah, why let that fact get in the way, right?
Yeah, if you're willing to die, do you care about a parking ticket or some other little lesser law than murder?
Well, you know, here's the flip. Here's the paradigm shift. While the media is very, very loud on a gun control push right now, the rest of America, the real America, inside the brains of America, which is in between the ears of California and New York,
Yeah. The
brains are in the middle of the country. And what America is seeing is a complete, utter failure of government in Broward County, from the sheriff to the FBI, all the way down to the individual deputies.
Yeah.
who petered out, quite frankly. The longer that charlatan stays in office and doesn't act like a man and resign, the more Americans are seeing what happened. Hey, wait a minute, see something, say something. Well, that happened a lot. Mm-hmm. 23 times they got calls on him for this type of behavior. Another 18 calls they got because of violent behavior. They had pictures of the guy with guns. The FBI had it. This isn't a gun problem. This guy should have never had a firearm to begin with. He shouldn't have been walking around.
Yeah.
And all of the evidence is there. Then we see Sheriff Israel lying and lambasting the National Rifle Association in that dog and pony show on CNN, knowing 3 days later that the truth was going to come out. So it was nothing but a big CYA mission on this guy's part. Mm-hmm. So here's the paradigm shift. People are realizing that and going, wait a minute here. We need to arm our schools, which is what we've been saying for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And that push is happening. You're seeing it now in Kentucky. You're seeing it in Ohio. It's been on the books in Colorado and Texas for years. Mm-hmm. Our schools here in the state of Georgia, under HB 60, which was signed into law 3 years ago, can make the decision unilaterally as a school board. The superintendent and the school board can make the decision to arm the teachers. And you're going to start seeing more and more and more of that. And when that happens, you're finally going to put this to an end, because these people who go into the schools are cowards. They're not walking into a school where they know they're going to take one step and have their head turn into red mist. That doesn't give them the infamy and the 15 minutes of fame they're looking for.
Oh, gosh, that's for sure. You know, Mark, I agree with you. It's quite possible that this won't be decided on a national level. I don't have a whole lot of faith in the federal government to solve problems like this. You know, I think it should be grassroots. I mean, local levels, you know, school boards and counties and states deciding, you know, what is best for their school district. And I got no problem with local control, you know, at all. I mean, even if they want to, you know, not let their teachers be armed, fine. You got to live with the consequences. You're the soft target. And that's where the bad guys are going to go. So,
and that's where blame is going to lie, too, on that. You know, and we're going to be able to look at those numbers as time goes by. And we don't want to see those numbers. Yeah. We don't want anybody getting hurt, for crying out loud. I read information from a teacher just a little bit ago. I forget who she was. I think I posted it up on a Twitter page about it. Fox News has a piece up yesterday or today about arming teachers in Ohio, and they're featuring the Buckeye Firearms Program. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful piece. And you've got a teacher who says, putting guns in the school is not the answer. And I'm thinking to myself, because she said a gunfight in the school is never a good thing. And I'm thinking to myself, is this person being genuinely honest, or is she pushing a political agenda? Here's why. The gunfight's already started.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bad guy started a gunfight. I cannot believe that any woman who is a mother would not want to fight back and have a chat. I just cannot believe it. So what you're seeing is politics before the safety of our kids from the left. It's incredible. She has no problem standing behind me in line when I have a concealed firearm, because she doesn't know. She has no problem with her bank walking into the bank and saying hi to the security guard. She has no problem with the armored car vehicle in front of the grocery store loading money while one guy stands guard and the other guy's carrying a gun. She has no problem with armed pilots. She feels much safer, in fact, when she's in the air. She loves the fact that there might be an armed air marshal on board the flight. And for some reason, this woman doesn't want to put a gun in school in the hands of a responsible adult.
Yeah. Disconnect.
I can't wrap my head around that logic. Simply can't. I can only say ignorance, when left unattended, breeds absolute, utter liberal stupidity.
I think you're right. And Mark, you were right at the beginning of the show. You said, you know, this is more than we're going to solve in two 12-minute segments. And you were
sure.
You're right. But it is fun to talk about, and it's important that we talk about it. Mark, we're out of time now. But before we go, tell people how they can get a hold of Armed American Radio and Mark Walters. What do people need to know?
Hey, a couple great things. ArmedAmericanRadio.com, and you can listen live from the website, be it on a phone or any device, any computer. There's two tabs, one for the daytime show and one for the weekend monster show. You can also pick up the USCCA app. It has an Armed American Radio section on it, and it's got a listen live right there. The player opens right up on your phone. You can listen live. Or get the podcast version if you missed the live show. It's up within 15 minutes of the close of every program. That's always great. And visit our sponsors, WarfighterTobacco.com, the veteran-owned company. MyPillow now. I just cut a MyPillow commercial. Who would have ever thunk that? You know, Mike Lindell was on the show. He's a gun owner and supporting our freedoms. So if you need a pillow, support the people who are supporting programs like this in the face of a lot of people calling for corporate boycotting of us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
These people are putting their money where their mouth is. It's important we support them. The rest of them, I mean, just you've got to get involved, man. Involve yourself with the people who do and live the way we live.
All right, folks, there you have it. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Mark, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show.
Sure thing, brother. Anytime, Skip. You know that.
All right, folks. We got a two-minute break coming up here. Go ahead, check out armedamericanradio.com. Find out about all things Mark Walters. He's on Facebook, Twitter. Anything worth being on, he's there. Follow Armed American Radio every single day. All right, this is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. When we come back on segment four, I'm going to tell you what I really think. This is Skip Coriel. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio show. You're going to love it.
Hey, folks. I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Front Lines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Okay, Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Roland?
You know, even something as simple as walking a dog can put a person in harm's way. But a Michigan woman was able to withstand a recent threat because she had a gun. While the woman was taking her dog for its nightly walk, a stranger came up from behind and grabbed her. The armed citizen responded by pressing her handgun against the alleged assailant's gut. The pet owner had been in a heightened state of awareness because she had earlier noticed a black van with no windows idling at the side of the street ahead of her. She then caught sight of a man getting out of the vehicle and strolling parallel to her as she walked her dog. The uneasiness of the situation prompted her to grip her gun while it was still in her jacket pocket. When the man later took hold of her coat, she drew her gun, pressed it into his stomach area, and reportedly said, "I don't want to kill you." The thug then scurried off.
Thanks, Roland. Now, that's an interesting story. I just love stories with a happy ending like that. She didn't have to shoot the guy, and she wasn't hurt. Her use of situational awareness was impeccable, and I can't applaud her enough on that. First off, she saw the suspicious van prior to the altercation, and she was watching it for danger. If she hadn't been aware, she wouldn't have seen the man exit the vehicle and approach her. But because she was on top of things, she placed her hand on her gun and prepared herself emotionally and physically for the potential life-or-death encounter. According to a study done by Greg Elifritz, approximately 40% of the time, when a weapon is brandished by the potential victim, the bad guy flees. So that means that about 60% of the time, the criminal doesn't run away, which means you may have to use deadly force to repel the attack. In this case, the Michigan woman played the odds and won. But what would have happened if he'd called her bluff?
The easy answer is she would have been forced to shoot him multiple times in the upper chest region until the threat was stopped. Here's my professional opinion on how she could have improved her defense. Don't tell the attacker that you wish him no harm. In fact, the opposite would be a better approach. For example, instead of saying, "I don't want to shoot you," say, "Get back or I will shoot you." Challenge commands take time, and they should only be issued when you are safely behind cover. In this case, she was within close quarters combat distance, and he had the option of trying to disarm her. A challenge command will only work if the attacker truly believes his life is in danger, so telling him you don't want to shoot may very well work against you. But all's well that ends well, and Front Lines of Freedom gives a hearty and patriotic salute to this woman with great situational awareness and the courage to draw her gun.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Wow, that Mark Walters, is that guy awesome or what? He is so knowledgeable. He's got his finger on the pulse of this country, especially gun-owning America. He still doesn't understand liberals, but quite frankly, neither do I. And it was nice to have my son, Cedar, in the first segment. But now we have another son. It seems like, wow, I've got sons crawling all over the place. And I have my son in studio, Phoenix Quinn Coriel. He is 8 years old. Phoenix, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you.
Now, Phoenix, you've been on the show before, so you are a radio veteran. So it's good to have you. Thanks for making time in your busy play day to be on the Home Defense Show. Now, there's something that we do almost every night in our bedtime routine, and you wanted to share it with the audience. What exactly was that, Phoenix?
It's a song called, I forgot the name.
The Marine Corps Hymn.
The Marine Corps Hymn.
All right, Phoenix, and that's something we sing every night at bedtime. Well, almost every night. And as you know, Daddy was a Marine. Yeah, actually, I'm still a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I'm a Marine Corps veteran. So I am very proud to have my son, Phoenix Quinn Coriel, and his rendition of the Marine Corps Hymn. Take it away, Phoenix.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and free, freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines.
Hoorah! That was awesome. Phoenix, thank you very, very much. I'm sure the listeners are going to love that.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, you head back out with your brother and you tend to that campfire and you just have a good time playing today.
We're done with the campfire.
Okay. All right, Phoenix. I love you and I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, folks. All of you Marine Corps veterans, even you military veterans, I'm sure you love that. I mean, there's nothing like a cute little 8-year-old kid singing the Marine Corps hymn. Okay, folks. I promised you at the beginning of the show that I'd tell you what I really think, so here it is. Uncensored, crowbar, grease and all. I think our teachers should be trained and armed to shoot young, vicious little demonic killers as they begin their mass murders. It would save a lot of time, money, and lives. Now, I understand that may sound harsh, but I really don't care anymore. Enough is enough. And it's time to at least give our children a fighting chance. It's not our kids' fault that we force them to go to a public school where a tiny percentage of them are evil, crazy, demon-possessed, or a combination of all three. I understand why high school students are upset. I sympathize with grade school kids who are terrified to go to school. They'd be crazy if they weren't. But let us not rely on the federal government to fix this problem for us. After all, when's the last time the feds fixed a problem? They don't fix problems. They are the problem. I believe this can and should be solved at a local level, because nothing good will ever come out of Washington, D.C. In fact, if we leave it up to the U.S. Congress or the President or the Supreme Court, we could very well end up as unarmed slaves.
Here's a prime example. The state of Utah. I am certified to teach concealed carry classes by the Utah Bureau of Criminal Identification. And I have to tell you, folks, the Utah gun laws are pretty darn good. It's almost like they understand the meaning of the Second Amendment. Did you know that it is legal for teachers to carry concealed in Utah schools? And what's more, it is forbidden by Utah law for any parent to ask a Utah teacher if they are armed. That makes sense to me. They are trying to deter mass killings, but also to protect the ones who are protecting the children. I'm sure any would-be mass killer would love to know which teachers are armed so he can take them out first. This law prevents that and keeps the killers honest, so to speak. Did you know that 5% of all Utah teachers are armed? Did you know that 12% of all school administrators are armed? Wow, that's a huge percentage and one that creates a powerful deterrent against even the most determined and maniacal little deviant who wants to shoot up the school. So that begs the question, how many school mass shooting events does Utah have every year? To answer this question, I went online and did a search, and I searched, and I searched. But in the end, I couldn't find a single mass shooting even on Utah school property. But here's what I did find. The very first Utah school shooting occurred on May 12, 1919, during a high school assembly when six boys shot off their guns. Permission had been given in the belief the guns were loaded with blanks, but they had live shot. Teacher Verna Davidson was accidentally shot in the foot. The next school shooting occurred a year later when Mike Smoltz, the night watchman at the Utah School for the Deaf and Blind, accidentally shot a 10-year-old boy as he and his brother Clinton were cutting through the campus. The watchman said he fired into the air as a warning. 69 years later, at Thomas Jefferson Junior High School, a 12-year-old boy fired a handgun at a vice principal, William Crumbaugh. No one was injured. 25 years after that, in 2014, an elementary school teacher with a concealed weapon permit had her gun fire accidentally in a faculty bathroom. The bullet shattered a toilet, and fragments of both the bullet and the porcelain injured her leg. Then, on October 25 in Sandy, Utah, two teens were involved in a confrontation on the far north end of Union Middle School. The boys got into an argument. The argument led to a shooting. The 14-year-old shot the 16-year-old twice. He was sent to the hospital in critical but stable condition. And last but not least, on December 1st in Bountiful, Utah, a 15-year-old student fired one shot into the ceiling and then pointed the weapon at his own neck. The student was confronted verbally by a teacher and another student and later arrested in possession of a shotgun, a handgun, and ammunition for each. And that, my friends, is the history of Utah school shootings in its entirety. So how many people have been killed in Utah school shootings? Not a single one. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. We had one teacher with bad judgment and a minor injury, a night watchman with poor judgment, and then a couple of kids with a death wish. Add all that up and you don't even get a single death. In 2013, a study was done which ranked Utah as the state with the least gun control laws in the entire country. Here's the bottom line. They have very little gun control and very little crime as far as schools go. Their teachers are armed and even the parents are armed. In Utah, any licensed concealed carry holder can legally carry on school property. Doesn't it make sense to follow a model that works? And that's exactly why Washington, D.C. will never pass a law that allows parents and teachers to carry guns in our schools. It makes way too much sense, and the federal government is composed of senseless political morons. And that's aside from the fact that they really don't want any civilians to be armed in the first place. They consider us a threat to them. But don't even get me started on that one. So what can we do about the rise in mass school murders? First, don't ask the feds for any help. Just tell them to get the hell out of our schools. Second, lobby your state government to pass laws that give school boards the option for teachers to carry in schools. And then go ahead and get elected to your local school board and deliver the coup de grace. Third, lobby your state legislature to repeal the dreaded pistol-free zones. You know, the places where these little demons go to kill as many of their classmates as they can. At least that way we can minimize the damage they do. Let there be no mistake about it. School mass murders are on the rise, and they will continue to rise so long as we live in a broken and godless society. Our society is suffering from an immoral disease, so therefore a small number of us will succumb to the sickness, and mass murders will go up, not down. I've said it before, you want this insanity to stop? Then go back in time to 1950 and copy the society we had then. And that's my comment. Folks, that is about it for the Home Defense Show this week. Next week, we have Gabe Suarez from Suarez International. And Gabe is going to give us his no-nonsense, no-holds-barred view on what we should do about these little mass shooters. How do we stop these little demons? Okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!